This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to Altoona High School. Rusty Pettit alongside Scott Moore, and we are getting you ready for the semifinals and the third round of consolations here, the PIAA Southwestern Wrestling Championships. And, Scott, we had a lot of good wrestling this morning for those, but now this is when kind of the rubber meets the road. We've got the blood round, basically, or kind of, like, for these the guys in the consolations have to win at least one more, whether it be in this round or win in seventh place. And then the semifinal guys, well, they're trying to win a championship still. They've locked their way into Hershey because they'll be in the top seven for sure, but they'd love to finish even better here.
Yeah, this is a tough round now, especially for these consolation wrestlers. They got a consolation match right here. Mm-hmm. So the semis must be over there.
Yeah, semis look like they're going to be on mats 1 and 4. We've got Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. That's consolation. Sorry. Consolations are 1 and 3. Semis are over on 2 and 4. So we got do have Darius Simmons of Burgettstown here in the consolation match on mat 1, taking on Warren Wolfslagle of Elizabeth Ford. And the semis on mats. Well, semis are mats 2 and 4. This is making it complicated. They're here and here. They're across their caddy corner. I don't know. That was one of the silliest ways to maybe do that. But
so here and there.
Yeah. So like cross corner from the gym from each other. So semifinal 107. Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain leading 3-0 over Gage Shawley of Huntington area. And the other semifinal is mat 4. Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt leading 3-1 over Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge. The other consolation bout is Javion Chambers of Highlands scoreless with Carter Christ of Conemaugh Townships over on mat 3. But Simmons still scoreless. He's trying to fight through a double leg here.
Well, the Highlands wrestler moved on out.
Oh, all right.
All right.
We have over there. Is that the – oh, he won by fall.
Yeah.
Chambers?
Yep.
Okay.
So he moves on out. Now we got.
You're going to have a McGuffey wrestler over there, I think.
We got Burgettstown right here.
Yeah, I got him already, yeah, but I think you're going to have. Is that Ely maybe over there that's going to start?
It's got to be Ely.
Yeah. If you want to keep an eye on
his
matchup.
I will do Ely.
Yep. Yeah, Clayton Ely and McGuffey taking on Aiden Riploggle of Northern Bedford. And we're into the second period now. With Wolfslagle and Simmons. They're scoreless as Simmons stands up, takes bottom to start this period, and there's a stall warning on Wolfslagle. He finally returns him to the mat.
Clayton Ely, 37-11 this year. Rolling on. Needs to win one of the next two matches to advance to Hershey. 8 wrestlers remain in each weight class. 4 in the top, 4 in the bottom. Only 7 go, though. Clayton Ely. No score with Aiden Riploggle.
Keegan Bassett up now 13-2 over Wyant in that semifinal match on mat 4. The other semifinal match is Santa Maria up 8-1 over Shawley. And both those just coming to the end of the first period. There's potentially dangerous as Simmons got a stand-up off the whistle, but Wolfslagle threw in the legs. He's already been warned for stalling one. Still scoreless here. 118 to go in the second. Now, this time, Simmons catches that leg as Wolfslagle tries to throw it in. And now he's getting a little high. Simmons trying to shake him off. And Wolfslagle just hanging on underneath the arms. And Simmons needs to start shaking a little bit more here. Don't want to get a stalemate. You want to take advantage of this opportunity if you're Simmons. Wolfslagle trying to hang on. Simmons, though, still not able to shake him loose. Wolfslagle trying to work on the head. And I feel like we probably have a maybe. Well, now they break back down to the mat. So Wolfslagle able to stay in that.
No score. One period in the book. Ely and Riploggle. Out of District 5, Northern Bedford.
Wolfslagle has Simmons flattened out to the mat. Now Simmons gets his knees up, down to 20 seconds. Hasn't got his escape yet or any scoring off the bottom. will be Wolfslagle's choice in the third. Now he tries to sit out. Grab ride by Wolfslagle, and now Simmons trying to headhunt. He does have the head. Can he pop that? And Wolfslagle's going to be able to hang on here. And so they'll go to the third scoreless.
He's got turned, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he threw in that power half to kind of hang on to the end.
Ely's starting this second period from the bottom. Rapalgo up on Ely will come to his feet. Rapalgo hanging around. Tries to lift him up. Better bring him down. Stalling called. Now he goes down on the leg. That's a pretty quick stall, but that's all right. Ely has the leg tied up. He's up on his feet.
Injury time.
Rapalgo may want to just let him go, you know.
Yeah. Simmons has injury time right now.
Nope. Brings him back down to the mat. Jumps a half. Jumps a half. Snaps on that half. Does Ely. Ely trying to strip that half off. Gets it off now. Now he can work his way back up to his feet. Tries to get back up. Legs thrown in, though.
They cut the injury time to Simmons, and it looks like Wolfslagle is going to go ahead and take top again. He wrote him out the whole second period. He's been warned for stalling, so I don't know if he thinks he can score from this vantage point or not. Simmons now, and there we get another potentially dangerous.
Rolling the dice, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, Simmons definitely had the better takedown attempts in the first period. Now he's right up again. And throwing in the legs again is Wolfslagle. And we're going to get a stall. There's going to have to be a stall warning somebody. If he's telling Wolfslagle that he needs to continue. So I'm thinking that's a warning to him that he might get hit with another stall if he tries to throw the legs in right away. And there it goes again, just as Simmons stands up. And they're going to have to call one of them for stalling at some point. We keep doing this.
Well, he's putting him on down the legs on the bottom. Look.
See. Yeah, now he gets it in again. That time he did get it in. This time Simmons tries to catch the ankle and sit out. Wolfslagle getting high again.
Ely did not get out from underneath. So now we are into the third period. He was ridden out the whole period by Rapalgo, yeah. And now he's working from the top.
We have the same kind of situation here with Wolfslagle and Simmons, and this time we're going to get a caution on Simmons, I believe, because he moved too early off the jump.
Now my question, okay, watch. Now see if he puts his legs in before he comes to his
feet. He tries to, but then he go back into a crab ride this time, and Simmons tries to catch that ankle again, and this time now he pulls on the arm, and he's got him a little bit high again, but Wolfslagle somehow keeps those legs in and flattens him out. Well, just when it looks like he was going to fall off the top, he stretches Simmons out and keeps him down.
Ely riding up on top here. 114-pound weight class. He's got to ride him out. There's no score here in the third. You want to win this one. If you win this one, you're moving on. If you're in the consies.
Wolfslagle still has the legs, and he's not really working the turnum, but I think he's probably looking busy enough to avoid any kind of stall warning. Simmons going to have to keep active on the bottom. 48 seconds to go.
Cradle. Cradle from Ely, and he's getting back points. So Ely's going to get some back points there. Ely down to 38 seconds. He's got at least four. That's going to make it 4-0, if nothing else.
Simmons still fighting off the bottom here. The legs in, 28 seconds to go, and now he gets busted back down to the mat. And Wolfslagle trying to stay on top. Simmons trying to fight, but it's just been all leg riding here from Wolfslagle. 10 seconds to go. And like I said, he's looking busy on top. He's not really making an attempt to turn Simmons. Now he throws in a half. And time will run out. So we have to go sudden victory now. Now they're on their feet. And this is obviously Wolfslagle didn't want to go to his feet or be in the bottom position. And I think that was because in that first period, Simmons had the better of the action. Do you want to wrap that one up there?
Yeah, Clayton Ely wins 4-0 with four back points there at the end. And he will move into the consolation semifinals.
All right, so Simmons and Wolfslagle are sudden victory here, scoreless.
Well, not now, semifinals.
Single leg by Simmons. He's in deep now. If he can try to climb up the body here, he's trying to come over the through the back door. Wolfslagle draped over the back, trying to get through a scramble situation. Simmons trying to pop that head as he's got that figure four. And now Simmons does break a bit of that, now trying to still get that head free. And we're going to get a stalemate with 27 seconds to go. Once again, the one warning for stalling that I've seen in this match was on Wolfslagle in the second period. Simmons, probably best opportunity is to score from his feet here. He's not able to escape for two straight periods off of the bottom from Wolfslagle. He's trying to use a two-on-one Russian tie-up. Now he tries, this Wolfslagle drops in on a leg, but can't get there. Simmons fights that off, tries to throw him right on the edge. He's got a toe. Can he get it? Is he going to get it? He got the takedown right at the whistle. They're going to award the takedown to Simmons, and he took him to his back with a pancake, and that'll do it right at 1 second remaining.
He had the feet in, and then his foot came out. It was a good call. It was a good call.
Darius,
they're not
Simmons.
Happy.
No, Elizabeth Ford not happy at all. Burgess Town, on the other hand, very happy. And that's going to bring up a McGuffey wrestler there when they're all said and done.
So Simmons will move on out into the consolation semifinals.
Actually.
And he will move into Hershey. Right? Top seven.
Yep. Oh, what's going on here? I think.
That's Quaker Valley out in there now.
It is Quaker Valley. They're the next wrestlers, like, ready to go. I think they're ready too early. Oh, is there a forfeit?
Oh,
that's why they're ready. The Quaker Valley wrestler is forfeiting there. That was Anderchak. He is not wrestling Caleb Hummel. Phillipsburg Osceola will advance, so that will bring us right to the next match.
That will be, is that Tucker Main?
Yeah, it should be Tucker Main, and he's going to be taking on, that's Connor Myers out of Penns Valley. So Tucker Main out of McGuffey will look to make it at least two Highlanders punching their ticket, as we just saw Clayton Ely do that at 114 pounds. Main here, 121 pounds. Semifinals right now, Easton Mall is, Chestnut Ridge is trailing Max Dingus of Penns Valley, 10-4 on mat number two. They're in the third period, 114 pounds. And on mat number four, it's Eli Herring of Bishop McCourt leading 7-1 over Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Ford. Right off the bat, there is a double leg takedown attempt by Tucker Main. He's in deep, trying to climb up the body here. Actually, now maybe trying to stack up Connor Myers on his back. Myers trying to hang on through the crotch, but Main trying to finish his takedown attempt, but maybe even get more out of it if he can. Now he tries to step over the bottom leg. Just trying to work around. He does step the bottom leg. Now needs to pop the head. Down to 10 seconds to go. Main trying to finish this off and score late in this first period, but he's close. And I don't think he's going to be able to do it. They're going to run out of time. Yeah, that was a good try, but he'll go scoreless to the second period.
We got a 114-pound consolation matchup here with, 121. And it is Jack Sophie's out of Bishop McCourt and Dylan Bateman out of Derry, and they are scoreless. Bishop McCourt Sophie's is 19-19 overall.
All right.
Did they tell you the competition they wrestle?
Yeah. There's Main up to his feet and gets brought back down to the mat. Now fights try to fight free, but they're going to go out of bounds, and they'll restart with 150 in the second.
They are scoreless in that one. Consolation matchup.
Main up to his feet again. Tries to break wrist control. Myers hanging over the head, kind of. And now he tries to take Main down to his back from his feet and guts him back down to the mat. Main, kind of a side headlock is what he threw him back down with. And then Myers throws in the legs.
got a final down over here. And that is Max Dingus, your winner.
So Myers riding up with these legs and has Tucker Main flattened out. Once again, it is kind of a similar situation to that 107-pound match with Simmons where Myers not doing anything getting close to turning Main, but just has those legs in and keeps he's keeping Main's not only legs flat, but his hips up off the mat so he can't even kind of fight to his base. That's when you want to see the ref call stalemate because there's nothing's going to happen out of this. There we go, finally. We get a stalemate with 35 seconds to go. It's going to be up to Main to kind of keep out of that situation, get up to his feet quickly again. And he does, and trying to throw a cradle in off the top with the legs in was Myers, and now Maine's able to fight up to his feet, faces him, should have the escape, and he does. 20 seconds to go in the second period. It's 1-0 Tucker Main. Got in deep on a shot, just couldn't quite finish in that first period.
Semifinal matchup, Carter Thomas of Burles been turned to his back. And a cradle by Dominic Deputy out of Chestnut Ridge. It's at least 7-0 in that one.
Final MF for Eli Herring advances for Bishop McCourt into the finals at 114 pounds. That'll bring up Austin Kusinovic of Avonworth and Tanner Gounod of Bald Eagle Area at 121 pounds semifinal on MF4. And third period starting now with Tucker Main going to be on top position here.
Deputy, your winner. I'm sorry. Deputy, your winner by fall. He beats Carter out of Burl.
Tucker Main trying to work on an ankle here. Can't hold on to that too long. He's going to have to let that go. He's going to get called for stalling here if he doesn't let it go. Haven't seen the referee counting yet, but now he does let go of the ankle. Tight waist for Main. Ties up the wrist. Still working with that tight waist, 30 seconds in, and now trying to wing down on the near side is Myers. Main keeps the left wrist rolled up. Along with that tight waist, jumps to the right side. Myers trying to wing down again, maybe try a roll attempt, but Main staying right with him. Now comes up through the crotch, and we have a stand-up by Myers, and he's going to spin around and should get the escape to tie things up. And they do award it as they go out of bounds with 1:02 to go. I don't think Myers heard the whistle. So we'll restart. 1:02, we are tied at 1. Tucker Main of McGuffey and Connor Myers of Penns Valley.
127-pound semifinal matchup. Antonio Bonai out of Central Valley, 41-2, is underway with Griffin Tinsman out of Marion Center.
Nice takedown on a roll attempt there. Tucker Main is going to get three and take up 4-1 lead with 47 seconds to go, and he's got that far arm trying to pair that with the near leg with this cross face and maybe get a tilt out of it. Turning into that is Myers. He tries to sit out. Main still holding on. We're going to get a stall warning on Main, and I'm not sure why. He didn't have an ankle. He was coming up through the crotch. Not sure what the stall warning was for. 29 seconds to go. Off the whistle. Stand-up attempt by Myers. Main tries to return him and does. Brings him right back down to the mat. And now tries to finish this off with a double to stay in control near the side of the mat. 15 seconds to go. He can take another stall warning or two here. Trying to hang on. 9 seconds to go. We get a stall warning and 1 point. So 4-2 is the score with 6 seconds to go. Tucker Main can give up an escape, cannot give up the reversal. Can also take another stall warning if needed. But you don't want a combination of any of that. Up the whistle, stand up by Myers. And they face each other, and that will do it. Wild scramble at the very end. And Tucker Main will advance by a winner 4-3. And that punches his ticket
There's two now going for the Highlanders, and we should have Mason Wright coming up right now.
We're going to get a quick commercial one right before that starts here on WJPS Sports Network and greensports.net.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
All right, back here, it'll be Mason Wright, best center, taking on Brady Kostick of Richland. 133-pound consolation. What happened over there on mat three?
I don't know. I wasn't watching that one. But down over here, though, in this semifinal matchup, Antonio Bonai out of Central Valley, still scoreless, with Griffin Tinsman out of Marion Center.
Mason Wright picked up his 100th victory in his last bout.
He's the last of the Bulldogs.
Yes, he is. Bulldog alive here. Looking to head out to Chocolate Town next week. He could do so with a win here. And he shoots in on a single leg on the near side of the mat. Oh, yeah. I was going to say run out of real estate, but he does pull it back in a bit. And they're very close to the edge. I can't see this. Well, they're only 9 seconds ago. Maybe they let him wrestle through this. And they will let him wrestle it out, and that'll be it for the first period. Fall over on mat number four. That was Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley pinning Wyatt Klaus of Northern Bedford in the 127-pound semifinal.
We have a injured wrestler on mat number three.
Yeah.
It's Avery Gable, it looks like, out of Phillipsburg, Osceola.
And we got blood time on our bouts. So let's step aside real quick. We'll be right back here on greensports.net and WHAPA Sports Network.
Save the date, September 20th. Burgettstown Homecoming is back, and 2025 will be enchanted. Get ready for the Wizarding World of Burgettstown Parade and Dance, where the community comes together in magical style. Calling all witches, wizards, businesses, and alumni. Help make this event more spellbinding by purchasing a homecoming banner or sponsoring a float to show your support. All you Muggles, be part of a weekend full of magic, fun, and true to the blue memories. Good luck, Coach Vigilante and the Battling Blue Devils.
Freedom Transit connects residents of the Mon Valley to exciting destinations like Hollywood Casino at the Meadows and Tanger Outlets. Ride our County Line B with stops in Monongahela, Finleyville, McMurray, and Washington, where you can access essential human services. Riders 65 and older are eligible for free bus rides, making your commute affordable and accessible. Find the complete County Line B schedule at freedom-transit.org or plan your commute today with the Freedom Transit mobile app.
Back here at Altoona, start of the second period for Mason Wright. They're still scoreless. He is riding on top here in the second on Brady Kostick of Richland. Richland trying to stand up. And I think we had an end of that. They finished the bout. I saw them just raise the other wrestler's hand. Niebauer of Central Cambria, I believe, is advancing there. But that they haven't really moved Gable much at all, have they?
No, they have not. Drake McClure will be coming up here on mat number two. Semi-final matchup.
There's an escape by Kostick, and he dives right in on a leg of Mason Wright. Mason Wright, though, trying to come around, and both these wrestlers trying to capitalize. Wright is going to get the takedown, though. He slipped the legs in and got his hips around. He leads 3-1 halfway through the second. And he's going to lock up a cradle on the far side, but that was only short-lived. Kostick breaks that grip. I think, is it McClure's... He's the next semifinal that's going to be on.
Yeah, he's right here.
Mat
he's
two.
Coming right down here on my mat.
All right.
McClure to Bentworth will be.
He's got a tough matchup.
Yeah, he's got Jax Forrest. But look here, that's a tough match.
Number one ranked wrestler in the country at 133 pounds, heading to Oklahoma State. He just committed recently.
Okie. He's going to be a cowboy.
Wrestle for Coach David Taylor.
Two of the mats are down right now.
Yeah, we got blood and injury time. So McClure, Wright rather, is he got the gave up the escape and then got the takedown here in the second. He leads 3-1. Now Kostic up to his feet. 23 seconds to go and bringing him back down. And there's a Granby roll by Kostic. And Mason Wright almost caught him there for a quick two count tilt, but stays behind the arms trying to roll up this ridge and try to get this ride out. It'll be his choice in the third. And he will get the ride out. So we head to the third, and Mason Wright leading 3-1. He will take down Kostic. Trailing 3-1 will be on top.
Bonnie out of Central Valley, holding on to an 8-0 lead now. He's rolling it along. He got some back points in the second period. In the third period, it was his choice, and he took top because this guy has not been able to get out from underneath him. Blood time again now. Now we get blood again.
Tight waist here for Kostic, and he's riding on top. He needs to score, though. He's going to have to turn Mason Wright. And he does throw the legs in and now works on the far arm and flattens him out. Minute 20 to go. I don't think either wrestler has been warned for stalling in this one. And now Mason tries to stand up with that outside leg. It's up to a quad pod here, but breaking him back down is Kostic. Again, Kostic going to have to make a decision, and there it is. He cuts him loose. He's going to say he's going to have to do something here. He's trailing, and now he's trailing 4-1 after the escape by Wright. 52 seconds to go.
He didn't have a choice. He's not going to turn him, so he had to cut him.
WPIL wrestler Anthony Mucci in the semis, leading 4-1 over on map 4 over Caden Judas of Bald Eagle area. They are in the second period. There's a shot and a counter attempt by Mason Wright. You got a front headlock. He can kind of hang out there on the side of the mat. They're going to go out of bounds with 27 seconds remaining. Single leg shot here by Kostic. He gets in deep. Oh, and he's getting close to finishing, trying to fight this off with a whizzer is Mason Wright. And it didn't look like he was going to be able to, but now he gets that whizzer in a little bit better. But now Kostic trying to sink the legs, and then he gets the three. It's going to tie it up with 6 seconds to go. And I think we're heading to sudden victory. And we are. So Brady Kostic gets the late takedown on Mason Wright, and we are heading to extra wrestling. And now McClure is about ready to start on mat two.
Here goes McClure. McClure matched up here with Forrest. Takedown. 1 point escape. Forrest with the quick takedown. Duck under. Single. Wow.
There's a shot by Kostic trying to get around behind his Mason Wright, and he could not.
Another takedown for Forrest, 6-2.
Now getting to the ankle is Mason Wright. He's near the edge of the mat. Can he get around behind here? And still doesn't have it. 30 seconds to go. Trying to keep that toe in, but they're going to go. Well, they're still saying they're in bounds. Does he have it? He's trying to pull him in, and they go out of bounds at 24 on the clock.
Another takedown, 9-2. Jax Forrest out of Bishop McCourt leading over McClure, 9-2.
Single leg shot here by Kostic again. Hips back by Mason Wright trying to. Oh, no, this is going to be a takedown by Kostic. He's going to power through. No, the Wizard's still in. They have not awarded it. 3 seconds. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed, and they're going to blow it off. So, well, the Richland coach is not happy about that at all. That's kind of about the same position he was when he got the takedown last period.
Yeah.
The Wizard was in there. So we go to tiebreakers.
Twelve 4 now in favor of Forrest over McClure. For the takedown exhibition here by Forrest.
Kostick on bottom here to start the first tiebreaker. And now sitting out behind in trying to get a half in here is Mason Wright. Trying to hang on now. Now can he get some near fall? He's getting near fall. I think he got two. 12 seconds to go. Trying to hang on here. Is Mason right, though, because he doesn't want to give up a reversal, and we're going to get a full Nelson call, I believe, and that's going to give another point. Wait, they gave a reversal and then a full Nelson. So we had two near fall and then a reversal by Kostick and then a full Nelson on Kostick. So that gives the one-point lead to Mason Wright.
McClure is down 15-4.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think Wright's got choice in the next tiebreaker.
He scored first, right?
Well, no, I mean, he hasn't had choice in the tiebreaker yet, right? This is the first tiebreaker.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And he started on top.
McClure's going to try to ride Forrest. Now he gets high. Forrest comes out, gets the one-point escape. That'll make it 16-4. One more takedown, it's over.
And we will head to the second tiebreaker, and it's going to be the choice for Mason Wright. He's going to take down, which I would think Kostick's going to have to immediately let him go. And it looks like he is. So that will make it 8-6. And I don't think Mason Wright has been warned yet, but he did get taken down late in the last period.
There's a technical fall win, 19-4. Forrest is your winner. Time of it is 2:26.
There's a shot and a reshot right at the edge, and they'll go off. It's 11. We're down to 11 seconds here. Mason Wright just trying to avoid being taken down here. He's leading 8-6 in the second tiebreaker. Backs up. There's a stall warning right off the whistle. And then he gets into a front headlock. 6 seconds to go, trying to keep his hips back. 3 seconds, a dump attempt by Kostick, and time runs out, and Mason Wright will advance and will stay alive, and that should punch his ticket to Hershey next weekend because he can finish no lower than fifth.
Yes,
you're correct.
Now, he should have Emmett Wolf coming up there.
Yes, we'll have Emmett Wolf, and we'll be right back here for Emmett Wolf's match right after this on greensports.net, and WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right, Emmett Wolf, McGuffey taking on Deshaun Valentin of Somerset, scoreless here at 133-pound consolation round. And we are still shut down on mat three because of the injury. They did bring out a stretcher, and they're getting the wrestler on a backboard there to get him up. There's a single leg shot by Wolf near the edge. Valentin stays back. Now he reshoots on a double leg. Wolf now tries to scramble and pass the ankle. Wolf now trying to keep his hips up. Edge of the mat still. 15 seconds to go in the first.
Give you an update. Semifinals 139. Wrestling right now. First one is in the first period. Gideon Bracken leading over Dawson Lamason. Bracken out of United, Lamason out of Bald Eagle area, 10-3. Bishop McCourt, Sam Herring, 14-2, leads over Julian Bertucci of Burl. That is in the second period, 139-pound weight class.
All right. Getting ready to start the second period, scoreless between Wolf and Valentin. think Herring from Bishop McCord. I think he's a Penn State commit.
And he just
with the tech won. Ball. Yep, 17-2. And that's going to bring up his teammate, Bo Bassett. Another top-ranked wrestler in the country from Bishop McCord, just committed to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Wolf on top to start the second period. Throws in the legs on Valentine. Bo Bassett's going to be taking on Aaron Ickes out of Chestnut Ridge. And away. Stalling warning on Deshaun Valentine for in the match with Emmett Wolf. Now Wolf still with the legs in, trying to work on the far arm and a tilt. And now getting tilt points and near fall points is Emmett Wolf. I think he's got all four of them. Bassett with a takedown, then an escape, goes right back in on another fireman's carry and gets a takedown to take Ickes to his back in that match on the mat number four.
They're just rolling. The thing is, I mean, they're just not winning like 5-2 or 6-2. They're beating like they're all technical falls.
Yep. Wolf's getting more tilt points here. And he's got at least a couple more coming his way. Yeah. Already reads 4-0. They stop it for potentially dangerous. Yeah, I mean, they've got a few of these kids like Bassett and Forrest for sure. They're both ranked number one. And then the guy we haven't seen yet today, Melvin Miller, he's ranked pretty high in the country, and Herring also is, a lot of these guys. So they'll all be wrestling on the next level. Bassett getting close to that technical fall over there with lots of takedowns. Emmett Wolf done a great job on top here. I don't think, maybe they didn't give him a full two swipes, consecutive swipes on the second tilt attempt, because he's still showing 4-0 on the scoreboard. Down to 15 seconds to go, though, and this is the second period, and I believe it's Wolf's choice in the third. Bassett does finish up the technical fall, 19-14. Came in 1:14 in the first period. And they are finally getting ready to mat. Now you have Lucas Barr over there on mat number three. They do have this lit up. So Lucas Barr, two Highlanders going simultaneously here.
Lucas Barr.
And on Brett Klim out of Derry. In a whippy old matchup.
Lucas Barr taking on Brett Klim out of Derry, as I just mentioned. Barr and Klim. Brett Klim.
So Wolf took down to start in the third, and he's actually close to getting a reversal. Oh, he put himself on his back almost. Got to get that arm through. He needs to let go. And he does, finally. Doesn't give up any near fall. Dangerous situation there, though. Gets up for the one-point escape. 5-0 in favor of Wolf over Deshaun Valentine of Somerset.
Barr and Klim in this matchup at 139 pounds, Constellations. Third round. Now trying to sneak over to the side. Trying to get to the side is Barr. Barr out in front of him, and that's going to do it for the period. We'll go to period number two.
Strong double leg takedown there by Valentine. Gets in deep and finishes it. Now it's 5-3, and it looks like he wants to let Wolf right back up again. The escape makes it 6-3, so Valentine could tie this with a takedown. The Guppies, Emmett Wolf in on a single leg, though. Nice shot, and tries to shelf that leg. Valentine trying to fight it off with the Whizzer. Emmett Wolf stands up, shelves it, now tries to switch to the double. Has the ankle. Should have it. That should be two, or three, rather. They haven't awarded it yet. Now they award it, and he might get near fall, and he is. That was one where Valentine held on a little too long and is going to give up. How many near falls? Is that four more? It is. Wow.
Jared was telling him, just keep it right there. Don't even move, because he was getting back points.
They're going to give a, I think they said, a legal hold there on the legs.
Locked hands.
Oh, locked hands. So He will get the four near fall. They'll add the locked hands. That makes it 14-4, though, in favor of Wolf after all of that sequence. At four right now, another Bishop McCourt wrestler, Devin Magro, at 152 pounds, leads 10-1 over Jonah Erdley out of Frazier. So Bishop McCourt locking up a lot of finalists here, as expected.
As expected. Barr still scoreless with Clem. Granby roll thwarted there by Barr. Now Barr drives him right back down to the mat. Oh, now you got some. That's a big lead there for Wolf.
Yeah, Wolf's going to he's gonna try to tilt again here. Oh, they took one. It was 13-4. They had 14-4, but it's 13-4 now, which makes sense. It was nine and then four more near fall. So he's going to try to tilt the other way. 10 seconds remaining. Emmett Wolf is going to be another Highlander that will advance. That makes three, I believe.
Right. Ely, Main, and Wolf. And they then, got two more left.
Yeah,
and
Lucas
right
Barr
now,
is right on the mat right now.
Yeah, Barr is scoreless right now. 37 seconds to go here in the second period. Out of bounds they go. Barr's been riding up on top of Clem. Brett Clem out of Derry, 29-16 overall here at 139 pounds. He's working from the bottom. He's not really come, be honest with you, he hasn't come close to getting out. Barr's kind of controlled it. And he throws that leg right back in there. No, he doesn't even have the legs in. He's just... That's just power there, keeping you, you know.
Yep, tight hips and staying on the tight waist, too.
Yeah, he's just, now he's out to, he's even getting a little bit out to the side. He's trying to run that Barr to the left. Up to his feet. Nope, Barr's going to hang on, and he's going to ride him the entire period. So we will go to period number three. Barr's choice, obviously, he will take the bottom, it looks like, and he does. I'm Clem. I may just cut him. I don't think you're going to turn him.
Magro did win by technical fall on mat four, and that's going to bring up another Bishop McCourt. That will be Melvin Miller. Bishop McCourt, 160-pound, taking on Ryan Selasky.
Miller last night beat Palko out of Jefferson Morgan in the quarters. All right, back we go with Barr. There's the one-point escape, 1-0, and we are into the third period. So Clem has got the, you know, he is trailing. He's got to do something. He's got to work. 1-0. Clem's not even making a shot underneath. Oh, little duck under into a single by Barr, and he's going to get the takedown, go up 4-0.
It was a very nice finish.
So, Lucas Barr looks like he's going to be the fourth wrestler from McGuffey High School to make it to the Consolation Semifinals. You got to remember, this morning, the Highlanders had eight wrestlers, all of them in the first round of the, well, not all of them in the first round, but either the first or second round of Consolations. And they've got four going for sure, and they've got one more to go, and that is Garrett Newman at 152. 4-0 in favor of Barr. Now he's got a Barr working to the left side. Clem down on one knee. Remember, if you lose this round, Consi, you're not done. You got one more chance. Top seven make it out of this region.
Another consolation battle is Quaker Valley's Matthew Dana up 8-2, 139 pounds over Braden Durst out of Berlin's Brothers Valley. That was in the second period. Melvin Miller is leading Ryan Selasky 7-5 over there on mat four. And Selasky's in on a single, but Miller trying to hold him off. And nice job by Selasky. Try to grab this ankle here at the edge. Oh, and they go out of bounds.
Lucas Barr, your winner, 4-0.
All right, we'll step aside. Be right back here on Green Sports and WJPA Sports Network.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road.
But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
We're back here. Caleb Patton of Wash High is up on mat three, taking on Jake Wilson of Central Cambria. They are scoreless in the first. Melvin Miller did get a couple more takedowns over there. He's now lead 16-3 over, or 13-6 rather, over Ryan Salashki of Frazier.
Looks like Wilson has a single leg on him. Caleb just trying to scoot out to the side a little bit there. He's got a single leg, and they're going to call stalemate, put him back in the center with no points awarded. We are scoreless here opening period at 145-pound consolation. Round number three, Caleb Patton out of Wash High is scoreless with Wilson out of Central Cambria.
Patton, the lone Prexy alive.
He's it for the Prexies, yep. And that'll be the period. Choice. And Patton says, I'll work from the bottom. So Patton will go down here in a second. Jake Wilson, as I mentioned, 36-6 overall. Up to his feet comes Patton. Better cut him. He does. 1-0 Patton. Second period early. We're in Altoona High School. Side of the PIAA Southwest AA Regionals. Four mats going. Not much of a shot from Patton right now. Jake Wilson, now Patton takes a single leg shot. He's got the leg to the left side, to his right side of Wilson. Now he's got to try to suck that thing in there. He does. He gets one. Now he's reaching for the second. Now trying to pick him up, and he loses it. And they go toward the edge. They'll work their way back to the center. 1-0 in favor of Patton. Caleb Patton out of Washington High School has a 1-0 lead. He's the last of the Prexies that are left in the tournament. Single leg to a double. Now single leg air shot by Wilson. Wilson's got now Patton leaning a little bit to his side. Now he's trying to pop his head out there, reaching back through the crotches. Patton. Wilson has both legs tied up now. Patton's reaching back through and just holding on right now. We're down to 15 seconds to go in the period. 1-0 in favor of Patton, trying to hold on here. He gets the arm free. Look out. Look out. Patton's going to hold on here. 4 seconds. And he's not going to be able to get it. So Wilson's not able to get the takedown. It'll be Wilson's choice. He'll take the bottom, you assume. 1-0. In favor of Caleb Patton as we go to the third.
Melvin Miller did finish off a technical fall over Ryan Slashy. It was 23-8.
Jeez.
That will bring up another Frazier wrestler, Jackson Angelo, and he will be taking on another Bishop McCourt wrestler. This will be Jaden O'Farrell. O'Farrell hadn't wrestled much this year. His record shows 5-4 coming into the tournament. Angelo takes him down. Well, they might have bumped heads. Or maybe head and shoulder or something. But either way, O'Farrell of Bishop McCourt is in some pain. And
1-0. We're now tied up 1-1 as Wilson gets the escape. We are tied 1-1 in this 145-pound matchup. Caleb Patton tied up. Injury time running.
All right. We got Garrett Newman of McGuffey taking on Gavin McCray of Freedom. Whippy will match up here on mat number one, 152-pound consolations. Scoreless in the first period. Cray trying to work a two-on-one rush and tie up near the edge of the mat, and then Newman trying to get a single leg off that, but they head out of bounds with 41 seconds to go in the period. Looks like we're back ready to go on mat four between Angelo and O'Farrell. They did give a takedown to Angelo off that sequence. McCray, another two-on-one rush and tie-up. This time he does power through and finish the takedown on Garrett Newman. So 3-0 McCray.
We are still tied 1-1 with Patton and Wilson at 145. Consolation, third round. They are... No one is. Wilson came close to a takedown in the second. Out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the center one more time.
Restart with McCray and Newman. 24 seconds to go. 3-0 McCray. We're going to have a caution, actually. Ref saying that's on him. So, restart.
Wilson and Patton.
You're going to have Owen Ipsick down there on mat two.
Yeah, he's in semifinal matchup.
So lots of Washington County action going on right now. Ipsick taking on Ewan Olson of Derry.
Olson Ipsick, semifinal match, 160. Now a takedown for Wilson. He's going to take Patton down, and he's going to get the 4-1 lead with 25 seconds to go here. So Patton in a little bit of trouble now, 4-1. He needs an escape and a takedown. Now he's been taken back down. Now Patton loses. Remember, he's not out of it yet. He still has a chance to come back for seventh. Ipsick underway with Owen.
Second period underway with Newman. He trails 3-0, trying to lock up a cradle here, but gets thrown off the top by McCray. Good hips, and he gets his escape 4-0 in favor of McCray.
Wilson defeats Patton 4-1.
Still scoreless with Ipsick and Olson.
Ipsick and Olson now scoreless. Out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the center.
3-1 the score for Angelo over O'Farrell over there on the semifinal towards the end of the first period on mat four. Newman and McCray wrestle from their feet. Another two-on-one rush and tie-up by McCray. Now another trying to power through. Kind of similar takedown attempt by McCray. This time they run out of real estate, but he nearly used that two-on-one rush and tie-up for another takedown.
Still no score here with Ipsick. And yes, tell you what, no one better be careful. He's really skirting that edge, isn't he? Five seconds to go. I mean, he's going back and forth there and on that edge. Now, Ipsick brings it back to the center. That's going to do it for the period. We'll go to period number two.
I should have kept that whip-heel, Brad. I can't remember now whether these two wrestled, Olson and Ipsick. I don't remember if they wrestled or not.
Ipsick's choice. He'll go to the bottom, comes to his feet. Owen tries to throw the leg in. He does get the leg in as they come up. Now he's just going to cut him loose. One to nothing in favor of Ipsick out of Bentworth.
Still 4-0 in favor of McCray over Garrett Newman of McGuffey. They're still wrestling on their feet. 13 seconds to go in the second.
No one from Washington Green County in the finals as of yet. Ipsick would be the first if he can get there. At 160 pounds, right on the edge. Out of bounds they go, stalling red. It was just a matter of time. I could see that happening. That's going to be called on Owen. He's been running and running's not the right word, but he's been floating around that edge for most of that match so far for 3 minutes.
McCray,
he's out of Derry. Go
McCray
ahead.
McCray on top, 4-0, and riding on top here in the third. Newman seems like a big mountain to climb right now because it seems like McCray has been in control of this match the entire time. Minute 35 to go.
Single leg shot by Owen. Ivzik trying to swing in behind. Stop. Stalemate, 24 seconds. Ivzik leading 1-0. Choice to will be Owen.
Olsen, I think. It's Olsen.
Or Olsen.
Yes. Owen Ivzik and
Owen Ivzik.
And Ewan Olsen, so it's confusing.
I know.
Very similar names for all four of them, actually.
Olsen, what do? You take down? I think you have to.
I don't know. Yeah, it's the only thing.
The problem is he hasn't come close to even taking Ivzik down. Choice. He's going to go down.
Yep. All right. And Olsen. Going to restart with 53 seconds to go here, and McCray has ridden Newman out the entire time in this third period. So if Newman doesn't score, he's going to have to look to come back in that seventh place bout for his chance. Yeah, Ivzik wants to wrestle from his feet, I guess.
1-1.
Yeah, Newman, just no chance. And McCray's been really strong on top here. Ties up a wrist now, 33 seconds to go. Flattens him out.
Ivzik on a single. Olsen hanging on. Ivzik close to getting it. Looks like he's very close. Oh, no, look at this. Look at this. Holy cow. Look at this.
Wow.
This is going to be a takedown now for Olsen. He goes up by a count of 4-1. And now they're back on their feet, 4-2. Now Ivzik's got to turn it up. Now, remember, Olsen has been warned for stalling. They got 105 to go here. Ivzik cut him at the very beginning of that third period to tie it up 1-1. And then on the shot, he was in on Olsen but didn't finish, and Olsen came out with the takedown.
McCray finishes it off, 4-0 the win over Garrett Newman. So Garrett Newman will have to wrestle back for seventh to be able to advance for the Highlanders.
We're down to 35 seconds. Stalemate. Ivzik's got to get going. Ivzik out of Bentworth, trailing by a score of 4-2. Tries to drag the ankle, misses. Stalling called, 1 point. That's 4-3 now.
Needs one more.
Tell you, if he pushes him, he may get it. He's got 20 seconds. Got a single leg. He's got the leg up, and he's got a turn. He's going to... No, he doesn't have it. Now he's around the waist.
That's
got
to be it. No?
No, he doesn't have it. He's out of bounds. Are they going to give it to him?
Wow, they're not.
No.
Only 9 seconds.
9 seconds to go for Ivzik. He's down by one. Dump. Does he have to dump? Does he finish it? Does he finish?
That's
he
it.
Does. That's it.
Wow.
With two seconds to go.
You talk about clutch when you need something. He had 9 seconds off that restart, and he hit a fireman's carry right off the bat.
Wow. See, it's the simple stuff that works.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
6-4.
Wow.
Ivzik comes back and wins that.
And O'Farrell came back and won against Jackson Angelo out of Fraser over in the other semifinal. It was going up at 172. We'll be right back here. I believe we're going to have Braden Walsh come up soon. We'll be right back here on Green Sports Net and WJPA Sports Network.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been fan.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Back here at Altoona, we have Logan Noyes of Burgettstown up on mat number three in the consolation bout at 152 pounds, taking on Braxton Card of Laurel. They're scoreless in the first.
Noyes. Burgettstown has one going already. Darius Simmons. Logan Noyes is their last chance to get a second. And they're right on the edge, and I think he got the takedown. No, they say he was out of bounds.
Okay.
That's Burgettstown with the wrapped up knee, right? That's
yes, he's okay. Got that shoulder wrapped up.
Or the who?
I think. Yeah, Noyes is. Yeah, he's got the right anklet on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I see the back of the. Okay, yeah. I see it now. I see it. Very similar singlets. When I think of Laurel, I think of green.
Yeah.
There's not a green thing on there.
No, there's not.
There's nothing on there. It's green. We are in the second period. No score. 152 pounds. This is the consolation matchup. Round three. Carr out of Laurel.
Caleb Close of Baldy Galeria wins by fall in the 189-pound semifinals over LaShawn Williams of Fort. Nope, not Fort Cherry. That's going to bring up Braden Wells of Fort Cherry. Sorry.
Fort Cherry's lone one. Oh, there's a fall.
For Noyes, right?
Noyes advances.
All right.
And that's two for them. So they got two going to state. Burgettstown.
And that brings us to Braden Welsh.
Braden Welsh. Here on mat number two. In the semifinals at 215 pounds against Josh Ryan of Mount Union. Ryan of Mount Union. That's a pretty big boy there.
Yeah, it is.
Welsh, single leg. He's got the leg. Welsh, Brendan, goes to a double. Can he finish it? He does. He's got a front cradle. Look at there. He turns him to his back, and he's going to get the pin.
Holy cow.
30 seconds. That's all it took. We hardly knew you.
Well, with that, Braden Welsh with the exclamation point, we will be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WVU Medicine is your neighbor in healthcare for the entire family. Our Waynesburg Outpatient Center, located off Exit 14 of I-79, is committed to providing exceptional primary care services for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. We've taken care of generations of families in the community. To schedule an appointment with Family Medicine, Internal Medicine, or Pediatrics, visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back to Altoona Area High School, PIAA Southwest AA Wrestling Championships. Rusty Pettit and Scott Moore. And we're up to semifinals, 172 pounds on mat four, where it's Isaac Lisinski of Burr leading 7-2 over Ezra Masood of Tussie Mountain. And then on mat two, you've
got Landon Erdman out of Huntington Area. And he's scoreless in one period with Zane Higgins out of Somerset.
Constellation bounce on mat one. It's Gabe Lilly of Elwood City at 160 pounds leading 3-2 over Ben Catullo of Burl. And mat three is Marcus Ritchie out of Quaker Valley leading 4-0 over Rocco Reefer of Moshannon Valley. That's 172 pounds. So our next semifinalist here that we're looking for is Colin White.
He'll be down here on mat two.
All right. So once that one wraps up. And then, let's see here. Looking at the schedule.
We got Constellation semifinals next.
We do. And so we will have, they said estimated start 2:30 for Constellation semis, but are they really going to, they can't wait that long.
No, they won't.
So I'd imagine they'll start them after this. It goes quick. There's only 26 bouts on four mats.
When are they going to wrestle the Constellation? Oh, they're going to wrestle the seventh place matches.
Those, yeah, so tonight we'll wrestle. So to kind of give you a heads up, when we come back here this evening, the Parade of Champions starts at 5, and the finals will start at 5:15, and that will be the finals, the third place, fifth place, seventh place bouts. The biggest, honestly, the most exciting one really is kind of the seventh place bout because the loser goes home, winner goes to Hershey.
Well, there you go. Erdman has turned the kid from Somerset to his back. He's got a double bar in. If he sits on this a little bit, he'll probably get the fall. I don't know how tight he has that one arm. Oh, there he goes. There he's got a little bit tighter. And there's the fall. Erdman. And he'll be taken in the finals. He goes to 44-3. He'll be matched up with Welsh. All right, here comes Colin White out of West Green.
Colin White is taking on Jonah McCoy out of Westmont Hilltop.
McCoy and White. I asked Gary White, head coach, before we started here today. I asked him, I said, has he ever wrestled this kid before? He said, no. He said, they have some common opponents, and they're about, he said, it's about 50-50. So we'll see how it goes. Colin White here in the blue and gold of West Green. The only time, it's only the second time a West Green wrestler has been on the mat today. Here's Colin White here at 285 pounds. Mat number two here from Altoona High School.
Trying that arm drag. He used that quite a bit last week at the Whippules.
It's all about hand control, wrist control with Colin. They're built about the same. Colin might have an inch or two, a little bit thinner, but that's about it, not much. Good little underhook in there from McCoy. Now pushes White to the edge. White gets away, not right on the edge. White takes a shot, out of bounds to go. These are the 285-pounders. Colin White. Single leg shot by White. He's got the leg. Can he finish it? Tries to pull him in. He lifts it up high. Tries a trip. Reaches for the second. Doesn't get it. Right on the edge. Almost had it.
Yeah, I think he needed to keep doing what he was doing, trying to bring him in and keep that leg elevated. Said he tried to drop down. Easy for me to say from way up here.
Yeah, it is. 30 seconds to go here. Opening period. No score. White and McCoy. Semifinal winner will be in the finals tonight. Off the edge they go again into the scores table. Or media table there. White. Underhook from McCoy. White kicks it out of there, and this period's going to end. Only, 2 seconds to go. Best shot was White, and he couldn't finish on the edge. Let's go to the second. No score. Choice. Green. That is White. That's big. He will go down. Let's see if McCoy can keep calling White to the to the mat. Up to his feet goes White. Single leg. Holds on to the leg. Drives him back down to the mat. Did a nice job there to McCoy. Now they're right on the edge. McCoy trying to lace that leg. And out of bounds will go. They'll put him back in the center. Semifinal matchup here at the Southwest PIAA Regional. This is the Southwest Regional. To his feet, 1 point escape. All right, White has the lead, 1-0, 1:37 to go. McCoy ties up. White tried to sneak a little single leg and sidestepping and getting out of the way is McCoy. Gary was right. It's pretty much an even little matchup here.
Yeah, both these guys, for bigger guys, they both of them have quick feet.
Out of bounds they go. They'll come back to the center again. Only one really good scoring chance, and that went to White. Remember the years ago when they used to do the referee's decision? Remember that? Do you ever remember that?
No.
Yeah, when they went in overtime, there used to be one they called the referee's decision.
Huh.
They don't do that anymore. Thank God. Can you imagine that?
Jeez.
Yeah. You ended up in a tie. The referee decided the winner was. Oh, single leg again by White. And White's going to take him down. Oh, that was quick. And that was one thing you mentioned.
Yeah.
A second ago, how quick he was. Oh, now he's got him turned. White's got him turned. White's got him on his back. Colin White. He's getting some back points. He's got a 4-0 lead.
Wow.
He's got the best center people excited down here below us.
I think there's some West Green fans maybe mixed in there, too.
There might be. 8-0 now. Well, we talked about it earlier. He was working out with Peak before the session today. 8-0 in favor of Colin White. He's got the lead. Out of bounds they go. Put him back in the center. Who was the last WPL or PIAA Southwest Regional champion from West Green?
Ooh. That is a very good question.
Billy Sims will text me here in a minute. Guarantee you. I don't know. That's a good question. Someone will text me. Someone text me that. 8-1. 1 point escape. 1:50 to go.
Third period. Yep. Did he just let him up? Was that a choice by?
He kind of set out and then.
Okay.
Colin just cut him.
Okay, so he started on bottom for the third. Okay.
8-1. I think he was going to try to ride him, it looked like, a little bit, and then just cut it. 8-1 to score. Back points. A big takedown.
I like watching him wrestle. Very smart, like good with those drags, and you know, using the other wrestler's momentum to kind of set up that shot. But then when he got the takedown right away, he took advantage of a sloppy move there by McCoy, and he kind of turned into him, and he just took him right to his back.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's got that leg again. He's got a single leg again on McCoy, and let's see if he gets it. Oh, watch out, neck wrench. Nope, he gets the takedown. 10-1.
Yeah.
I just put everyone in the hospital with him.
You never know what can happen out of that. That's for sure.
I know. 10-1 cuts him again. 10-2. I'd try to keep him down as much as possible if I was calling if I could. 10-2. Colin White trying to make it to the finals tonight at 5:15. Colin White out of West Green.
They're down to 30 seconds left.
Overall record, 42-4 this year.
He does, yeah.
Late they're going to hit him with a stalling. Doesn't matter. He can do that a couple more times. 20 seconds. Stay away from the headlock. 11-2 the score in favor of Colin White of West Green. And he's headed. Colin is headed to the Southwest Regional Finals. It'll be the last match here tonight.
Last stall. They did hit another stall. And another one.
And that's going to do it. 11-4, your final. You're a winner. Colin White out of West Green. He's in the finals.
There you go. All right. We'll be right back here on Green Sports Center and WJPA Sports Network.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Back here at Altoona, and we are, they closed down, I guess. They closed down, Matt, too.
Yeah.
They said the semis on 2-4, and they keep 4-1, but we still have lots of wrestling. I don't know why you wouldn't move some of the bouts over to Matt, too.
Probably because they're ahead.
I guess, but at least move the semifinal bouts over. I don't know. But
yeah.
We've got the consolation bout on Matt 1 right now is 172 pounds. It is a tie match, 1-1, with a minute 25 to go between Landon Delar of Southmoreland and Grady Clark of Huntington. Nothing going on in Matt 2. And then Matt 3 is consolation about 189 pounds. 3-0 lead for C.J. Pensiero of Bishop McCourt over Jaden Emler of Chestnut Ridge. And then the only other bout would be the semifinal bout at 189. Kyle Scott of Tyrone leading 2-1. Over Brady Brown, and they are in tiebreakers. So keep an eye on that one. That's an interesting one there. Haven't called Tyrone's name a lot tonight.
Yeah, I don't know why they're not moving some over. Well, we've got, let me give you a rundown of what we have so far. We've got, for Bentworth, one in the final, Owen Ivzik. Drake McClure is in the Consolation semifinals. Alex Rizilko is in the third round of Consolations. Burgesstown, they got two going to state, both in the Consolation semifinals now, Darius Simmons and Logan Noyes.
Right.
McGuffey. They've got four guaranteed. Clayton Ealy, Tucker Main, Emmett Wolf, and Lucas Barr, all in the Consolation semis. Garrett Newman is going to be going for seventh. Beth Center, they have one going to state, and that is Mason Wright. He's in the Consolation semis. Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh is headed to the finals at 215. Washington's Caleb Patton still has a shot to make the state at 145. Colin White is into the finals, and he's headed to state at 285. A couple other noteworthy ones. Wyatt Markovich out of South Park at 189 is still alive. Landon Delaria of Southmoreland at 172. Carlington, Braden Suter, and Henry Burbage is still alive. Quaker Valley, they've got one going to state, Matthew Dana, and still wrestling for seventh place, Bruce Anderchak and Marcus Ritchie. Yeah. So just to name a few there.
Kyle Scott of Tyrone did win that in tiebreakers over there, so 189-pounder will...
Is this the Tyrone will down go. Here?
Yeah, it is. And then so this the last... It's got to be the last semifinal bout.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. Okay, so I was just trying to get what they're saying. They just announced they're going to, after the completion of this round, they're going to have a 15-minute break before the start of the Constellation semifinal round.
Okay.
So we'll know what that is, of course, once we're wrapped up. Last semifinal bout is a 285-pound bout between Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt and Rowan Holmes of Somerset. The winner of this will face West Green's Colin White in the finals. It is scoreless right now, 30 seconds to go in the first. And the other two bouts, we're 215 on mat one. Tyler Lobb of Moshannon Valley is scoreless with Jake Yatsky of Forest Hills. They're starting the second period. Mat number three is Bishop McCourt's C.J. Pensiero's leading 7-0 now over Jaden Emler of Chestnut Ridge. And I think Emler was the one that defeated Malachi Peak, I think, to knock him out of the tournament, out of best center. So, yeah, so we will have a 15-minute break after this round, and then the consolation round four was estimated to start at 2:30. It's obviously going to be much earlier than that. In fact, it's probably going to be much closer to 1:45. So it's we should be starting that round maybe as much as 45 miles earlier. And heavyweight bout, just a heads up real quick, I thought it was a takedown. So it's a reversal for Rowan Holmes of Somerset. Gets around behind Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt, and he takes a 2-0 lead with a minute 40 to go in the second. And he has Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt flattened out completely. And he comes in behind. Rodriguez gets up to his base, and Holmes throws in the legs, but he gets a little high, and now Rodriguez trying to roll through maybe for a Peterson. Now he wants to hang on to an ankle. That's going to be tough to finish there, but now he gets a better position on it, and he's trying to climb up here a bit on Holmes, trying to reverse the reversal. Holmes trying to keep a power half in the front to at least hang on. Minute to go, and we get a stalemate. Probably benefits Holmes there. He was trying to hang on.
I told you Billy would get in touch with us.
No, yeah, is that
okay.
Him calling?
Yeah, okay. He said he's not sure of the last finalists, okay, but he knows that Justin Bloomer and Dolan wrestled in 2010, he believed.
Okay.
The last champ was Corey Bizet back in 2006.
Okay.
So it's been 18 years. So it's been 19 years. Wow. He said he remembers the younger Bloomer kid, Colton.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He said, I don't think he made the finals. So.
An escape by Rodriguez over there. So now it's 2-1 in favor of Holmes. He said that. This is the bout where the winner of this one will face Colin White of West Green in the finals at 285 pounds.
And Holmes looks very athletic.
Yeah, but he's significantly smaller. Rodriguez is a big, big heavyweight.
This kid's pretty big. He's wrestling, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be Rodriguez's choice in the third period. Rodriguez trying to get a single leg off the tie-ups on the edge of the mat, running out of time, 5 seconds to go. Rowan Holmes came into the tournament 36-1. Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt came in 27-8.
I think it's Holmes' choice, isn't it?
Might be.
No, it's Rodriguez. Yeah. 2-1, Holmes leads, but Rodriguez will work from the bottom. 2 minutes to go in that one. Other matches let you know while that one's going on. We just keep an eye on that one because the winner of that one gets white. Let me look here real quick.
Oh, look at this. He's trying to turn with a tilt here as Holmes. He started on top here in the third. Kind of elevate the legs to try to use that to turn Rodriguez. And now wants to head in the side, maybe near side cradle. Get that ankle laced.
Consolation matchup, 215, Suter out of Carlington, scoreless with Colton Carlson of Laurel. That one across the way. Lob out of Meshannon Valley, leading 4-0 in the other 215-pound weight class over Jake Yatsky out of Forest Hills. Frazier, by the way, I didn't mention Frazier as well. Frazier has, because the reason why is because I was just asked about it. They have three wrestlers all in the consolation semifinals. Jackson Angelo. I always want to do that. Jackson Angelo, Jonah Early, and Ryan Selasky are all in the consolation semifinals at 52, 60, and 72, respectively.
A stall warning on Holmes as he takes Rodriguez, gets back to his feet, but then he finally returns into the mat with 30 seconds to go. He's still leading 2-1. They're on the edge of the mat with 25 to go. Holmes trying to ride this out to punch his ticket to the final. Rodriguez trying to get off the edge maybe to get a fresh start, but they're down to 10 seconds to go. It's going to be very hard for him to do anything, and this looks like Holmes is going to be able to hang on. Just as I say that, Rodriguez stands up. Oh, and the body lock will take him right back down at the whistle, and that'll be it. Rowan Holmes of Somerset is going to win 2-1 over Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt, and Holmes will face Colin White in the finals at 285 pounds this evening. And we're down to 285-pound consolation bout now between Henry Barbish of Carlington and Howard Bramley of Everett. They're on mat one there in the first period, scoreless. And on mat three, the other 285-pound consolation bout, that's 215. That's Braden Suter of Carlington. He's leading 2-0 over Colton Carlson of Laurel, and they are in the third period. So a couple Carlton wrestlers.
Yeah, the last two they got. Last two. I think there's isn't there another heavyweight match?
There would be after that. Well, I'm not sure which mat it'll be on, but it'll be one of those mats. Yeah.
Over there, probably.
Probably over there. Let's hope they put it on that one so we can at least get to it, and then we'll get to our 15-minute break, which will be taking us to the consolation semifinals. And then after that'll be a fast round, folks. That one, that is a total of 26 bouts. Spread out over four mats. Yeah,
they may have to watch the time a little bit.
That's why they did. They got to for recovery time, and mostly for these guys. Not so much the guys that wrestled earlier on in this round. Oh, we got back points here for Bramley of Everett, looking for the fall here on Barbish of Carlington, and he's got him in trouble. There it is. So Bramley of Everett wins by fall in the second period over Henry Barbish of Carlington. Barbish will wrestle for seventh to try to make it there for Carlington. Bramley will qualify for states for Everett. And do we have the match coming up there? Oh, look at this. It may not matter. We got back points now on the other bout. It's the suitor of Carlton. He has Carlson in trouble. Did he get the fall? Or they run out?
Yep. No, he got the fall.
Okay, so that will. Oh, that's going to be Rosoko. There we go. Rosoko from Bentworth trying to make it another Bearcat that will make the state tournament. Alex Rosoko, Brentworth taking on Casey Wilson out of Laurel in a WPIL matchup.
So Carlington's going to get a wrestler to the state, Brendan Suter. And now here we go. Final one, Rosoko. Alex Rosoko out of Bentworth. Matched up here in the final match of this round, taking on Casey Wilson out of Laurel. Rosoko 34-12 overall. Wilson 38-6 in this consolation matchup. Right now for the Bearcats, they got two going to state. If Rizilko wins this one, he will go as well. The loser of this one will get Rodriguez. Now there's Rizilko in behind. Now he'll spin out of that, and they'll turn and face, and they'll go out of bounds. Wilson. Casey Wilson from Laurel. Alex Rizilko from Bentworth. We are in the final match of this round. We will take a 15-minute break, and we will come back with the consolation semifinals. Who will wrestle for third? Who will wrestle for fifth? To his feet after one period, starting from the bottom is Rosilko. No score. Rosilko will come to his feet. He'll get the 1-point escape. Rosilko leading 1-0. I believe Rizilko is a senior. I'm pretty sure he is. Arms tied up. They'll break out. Final two on the mat. They have all the attention of everybody now.
They do.
Rizilko, man, I don't know if you can catch it through the mic or not.
Yeah,
but Rizilko is giving him some ear slaps there.
Talked about his heavy hands in his last match.
Yeah,
that might have been the heaviest one yet.
I mean, we can hear it here.
Yeah,
and we're about 40 yards away from him. And the referee's like, "Now, the referee's going to say, guys, let's watch with the head slaps, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's go." Okay, Wilson's going. Well, he started it. At tie note, right on the edge and out of bounds they go. They'll put them back in the center. This has got overtime written all over it, guys. Here we go. 1-0, our score. Right back into that head tie. And they break out of it. Yeah, they are just beating each other on the noggin. Out of bounds again. They'll come back to the center. We're down. No, that's the end of the second period. 1-0, Rizilko. Choice now to Wilson. Wilson will work from the bottom, obviously. 1 point escape. He's just going to cut him. Now what do we got? We got something happening. All right. Cut him before the period starts. We're tied 1-1. Wilson and Rizilko. No one has really come close to a takedown. Rizilko back into that head tie. Now pushes off on the head. It's all about the hand control. Now Rizilko trying to, almost snuck around him. Look out. Wilson almost got underneath the Rizilko that time. Into a bear hug. Rizilko has maybe about 3 or 4 inches in height.
It's, you know, it's always destined the last bout of a round needs to go to extra wrestling.
Yeah,
right? Overtime.
It's just keep you here.
Yeah.
And nobody has come close with the takedown here. Now Rizilko up around that head. Try to throw a big old headlock from left to right. Misses. But he wasn't in danger of being turned around. Now Wilson going with the underhooks, getting underneath him. He's got a little bit of an advantage there. He can get underneath the Rizilko. It's a lot harder for Rizilko to get underneath of Wilson. We're down to 28 seconds. No one has been warned for stalling. Rizilko scored first. And we're under 5 seconds. Tied at 1. Free wrestling for everybody. Here we go.
There you go.
Both wrestlers on their feet. They've been on their feet the entire 6 or 5 minutes. Remember, this is a consolation matchup. Rizilko has to win one of these two matches. Either win this one, and if he would happen to drop this to Wilson, then he has to win the second one. Oh, he's up around him. He's got to look out, look out. Takedown, and that's going to be it for Wilson. He got in behind him, and Wilson is going to take Rizilko down, and he will win it in overtime by a score of 3-1.
All right.
4-1, excuse me, 4-1.
So Zoko's still a little bit of work to do, and we all have a little bit of work to do too. We will take a 15-minute break and be back here at Altoona for the consolation semifinals. Once again, they announced that we'll do a 15-minute break, so that should put us right around 155, and that'll be a fast round. That'll be to see who will be wrestling for third versus who will be wrestling for fifth at their respective weights. So join us back here in a little bit. We're just going to step aside real briefly and be back here to bring you that round on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.